Music. Good Day, Bad Day.
Our final guest in our series this week of people off the telly on Good Day, Bad Day, and a band, well, you undoubtedly know him from things like Life on Mars, but he's been so much stuff, and currently one of the stars of Mad Dogs on Sky. Although I will say, John Sim, welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much.
Don't tell me anything that goes on past episode one of Mad Dogs, because I'm behind, and
okay.
I've got it ready to watch.
Okay, I'll keep stum.
Okay. You're making loads of other things at the moment, though, aren't you? You've got a lot of things in the pipeline.
I finished a thing called Exile a few weeks ago,
right.
About a month ago now, filming in Manchester with Jim Broadbent.
Oh, right, okay.
And that's out, I don't know when it's out, actually, April, I think.
Right. And yeah. So back on, obviously, sort of, well, if you're back in Manchester, did that mean you could go and see Manchester United?
It did indeed.
I know you're a fan.
Yeah.
What is Exile? Tell us a bit. I don't know what this is. It's you, Jim Broadbent, and isn't it written by Paul Abbott? Is that right?
Well, it's Paul Abbott. It's Paul Abbott's idea, and it's
right.
His production company.
Right.
But Danny Brocklehurst has written it. So it's like a joint collaborative effort between the two of them. It's like a psychological thriller. It's quite dark, but it was a great script. And it, you know, obviously Jim Broadbent was in it, who's, you know, one of the world's greatest actors. So it was fantastic to do.
And when somebody, your agent, phones up and says, right, they're interested in you playing this part, do you know who else is going to be in it at that point? Or are you, you know, fantastically surprised when they say, well, this person will be in it?
So it depends, really. Sometimes I'm the first one to be cast, and sometimes they'll say, you know, so-and-so's in it, or so-and-so's looking at it, or, you know, they keep me informed, but right. Not always.
Right, okay. Now, we have a much to discuss when it comes to music, because you were in a band as well in the 90s, weren't you, Magic Alex?
I was, yeah.
I mean, what? Because, I mean, it was such a... There were so many bands around at that point. It was probably quite hard to get noticed, but it was still a fantastic... I mean, you know, just the energy of that time was very important, I think.
Oh, yeah, it was great. It was a great time to be in a band. It was all doing all the Camden circuit, you know, the Falcon and the Dublin Castle and and doing all that. And it was wonderful. We had a great time. We were together for about 10 years, longer than Grateful Dead, so we thought we'd better knock it on the head. We did two tours with Echo and the Bunnymen, which was fantastic.
And what was that like, though? Because you turn up, you know, the Bunnymen, that's Echo and the Bunnymen.
I know. Even as I say it, I think, did we really do that? My God. But it was just such fun. Such fun. But, you know, early to late 90s.
Yeah.
It was lovely.
And with everyone else getting back together, even Pulp are reforming for this year, no one's come round and offer you the big bucks to reform Magic Alex?
No, they probably, you know, they come round and offer us the big bucks not to get back together, I would have thought. We reformed for a friend's wedding about 2 or 3 years ago.
Did you?
Yeah,
right.
And we did a little gig then, that was fun, but I think we're done now.
Where does your musical upbringing start? I'm imagining it's somewhere in the 70s, but I can't pinpoint where.
It is. My dad was a musician, and he's a club artist. So I was sort of brought up in the dressing rooms of working men's clubs.
Right.
Apparently, I was there a lot. They took me with them, my mum and dad, when he did gigs and stuff. And so it's always been around. And he used to play Elvis and the Beatles, and you know, a lot. So music was always around. It was definitely in the 70s, yeah. I was about 7, I think, I started becoming aware of it.
So what was the first single you can remember buying?
The first one I bought was Come Back My Love by The Darts. Or Darts. And I must have been 7. I think I'd won some competition at school for some, I've no idea what it was, but
right.
I was allowed to go and pick a single out of the top 40. And I think it was playing in the shop at the time. And I sort of, I like the doo-wop element and the bit where he goes, ba-ba-ba-baby. And I think that swung it. And
see,
so I bought that.
I can't remember Come Back My Life. I can remember the other one. What's that?
Daddy Cool.
No, Boy from New York City. Did he give something, Boy from New York City? That's what I can remember. So Dart, so that's sort of like just post-glam, isn't it? It's post-mud and sweet.
Yeah,
but it's
it
around
was.
Shwaddy Waddy.
Under the Moon of Love and all that, it was all around. I just like the doo-wop bit, but very close to that, and I can never remember which came first, but I think, I don't know which was released first, but I also bought Mull of Kintyre, which is a very, very early memory of mine.
Right.
I remember queuing up in a shop and looking at this stack of record covers that they, you know, they had in Woolworths, yeah. which was the top 40.
Yeah.
And it was number one, and I had no idea who anybody was, and my dad said he was in the Beatles. So I bought that.
Yeah, there you go. That would well, but there's a huge leap, isn't there? Because I do know one thing about your musical CV, which is your first gig. And yeah. your first gig was?
AC/DC.
Oh, now, that's quite a leap. So now, around about, when is this? Early 80s?
Yeah, early 80s. I mean, up until then, it had just been Elvis and the Beatles and Eddie Cochran and the Shadows and all that. You know, I'd been listening to all that and Little yeah. Richard.
But now, you enter your metal phase.
Yeah. It was quite short-lived, I must say. I sort of dabbled and took away some gems, though. You know, I Led Zeppelin and AC/DC especially, it was stuff like that I was really into.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was Let There Be Rock by AC/DC. The babysitter brought it round. He was babysitting my little sisters, and he brought me Let There Be Rock, and I just thought it was noise, you know, when he played it me that night. But I kept hold of it, and he lent it me for a week.
Do you know, that's the one thing that people at the major labels haven't done as a compilation album. There's, you know, the best dad's album, mum's album, songs for lovers, songs for, you know, this and that. No one's done a babysitter's album.
Songs for and by babysitters.
Yeah. The best gig you've ever seen, ever.
Oh.
Difficult.
Paul McCartney at Glastonbury.
Now, I'm sensing, obviously, the Beatles is a theme.
Yeah, I'm obsessed with the Beatles. I don't know if you're getting that. But yeah I was, I'm just obsessed with the Beatles. I love them to death. The Beatles and Elvis, you know, the earliest things I can ever remember. In fact, the earliest thing I can ever remember musically was Yellow Submarine, and I had no idea how old I was, but it's the first thing that ever resonated with me was the sound effects, you know, the submarine sound effects.
Yeah.
It must have been about 4 or 5 or something, but yeah, they're the first thing I remember, you know, musically.
And that's Paul McCartney gig, that memorable as much as for the performance, I think, for the rest of the night, for 140,000 people, it felt like wandering around the site, still doing... Na, na,
na, na, na, na, na. Yeah, there was no sleep that night.
No, there was none. things you're listening to at the moment. I know you're a fan of that Griff Rhys LP, which we've just played a track from.
I love Griff Rhys, yeah.
What else are you into at the moment?
What am I listening to at the moment? I love Broken Bells.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I've been listening to that a lot. I can't stop listening to that, actually. I think it's a great album. Deer Hunter.
Oh,
I think that it's called Halicon Digest, their album. I like that.
Yeah.
The PJ Harvey album I like as well.
Yeah, it's an album which you really need to listen to it as an album. I know that sounds like a terrible
cliche. No, absolutely, yeah.
It does demand like 40 minutes of your time almost.
Yeah, but I'm you know, I'm old fashioned that way. I like to listen to a whole album.
Yeah.
You know, give it time. Like, you know, I'm doing doing like a lot of people are doing the Radiohead album at the moment, and I'm trying to sort of unlock the magical mysteries of that, and I'm enjoying that, but I can't imagine just listening to a track off that, you know. I've got to do the whole thing. And the PJ Harvey album it seems to have a kind of theme going through it anyway, so it's great to listen to all of it.
Now, your Good Day and Bad Day records, we have them both lined up. We are in suspense. Will it be good or bad? Talk us through them very quickly. It's the Beatles again. What You're Doing, though, by the Beatles. Not one of the most obvious ones. That's your Good Day tune?
Yeah, that's my Good Day tune. When I was thinking of these, I just thought, off the top of my head right now, what would you say would be a Good Day tune? And that sort of came into my head. But the reason I picked that is the day that I got married, the morning of my marriage, I was getting ready, I was putting the suit on, and I put the Beatles on shuffle and thought, you know, surprise me. It's very unlikely, yeah, but surprise me. And that came on, and like you say, it's not a very well-known one. It's an album track. I think it's Beatles for Sale. It's quite early. But so simple and beautiful. It was just encapsulates them in 2 minutes. And also it's got a little bit of the experimental bit going on as well. And I don't know if it predates I Feel Fine, but it's got all that. It's got like a sort of a rolling organ that comes in. There's quite a few weird things going on in it, even though it's simple. But it did surprise me, and they surprised me then as well. So, yeah, it's a lovely song.
And your Bad Day record, Frank Sinatra's Summer Wind?
Yeah, Summer Wind. It's the song that I sing in the shower.
Oh, frightening. frightening image.
Yeah, very frightening image. Vivid image. But, yeah, I just always loved that song. I don't know why. I think it was on a soundtrack to a movie, I think, in the early 80s. I think it was The Pope of Greenwich Village or something, with Mickey Rourke in it. And the song just stuck in my head, and I love it. I love that song. It's a beautiful song.
Okay, all right. Well, down to you. Good day or bad day?
Well, I think it's been a good day. And that's not just because I want to hear the Beatles. But yeah, I think a good day. I went on Hampstead Heath. It was sunny earlier. I've just been hanging out with the kids. It's been nice.
Oh, that sounds like a good day. And it's Friday as well. Let's play the Beatles for you. It's been a pleasure talking to you, John. You must come on round table sometime so we can have a proper chinwag about music.
That would be great, yeah.
Excellent
nice one.
Work.
Thank you.
All right, John, have a good time at the weekend. And this is for you. It's John Sims Good Day Record. It's the Beatles on 6.
What you're doing, I'm feeling blue and lonely. Would it be too much to ask of you what you're doing to me? You got me running, and there's no fun in it. Why should it be so much to ask of you what you're doing to me? I've been waiting here for you, wondering what you're gonna do. Should you need a love that's true, it's me. Please stop your lying. You got me crying, girl. Why should it be so much to ask of you what you're doing to me? It's me. Please stop your lying. You got me crying, girl. Why should it be so much to ask of you what you're doing to me? What you're doing to me? What you're doing to me?
Week, because it's our Indie Disco World Cup week next week, but maybe the week afterwards we should take a lead from John Sims' book and maybe all go home one night and find the first track that when you put any of your music, which is randomly arranged on computer, onto Shuffle, and we'll just play some of the first track that's that come up on our Shuffle. I think that might be quite fun. But for John Sims, what a lovely fella. John Sims' Good Day Record today from the Beatles. That's What You're Doing, and we'll be back with, well, a band who include amongst their ranks another big Beatles fan after this news.
This